Okay, so today we'll finish the sugya that's here in Chaf Aleph, and then we'll go back to the sugyas on Yud Tes Amud Beis. Okay, so we were in the middle of the Gemara's discussion about why it is that there are at least some positions in the Gemara, many positions according to Beit Shammai, and within Beit Hillel, different positions that say that Karbanos, Shomim, Nedarim and Davos are Asur on Yantiv, despite the fact that you do in fact eat some of it, as opposed to a case where you have an animal which belongs half to a Goy and half to a Jew, where the Gemara says it is permitted to shecht that animal, because since if you want even a kezias of the meat, you're going to have to shecht it, so the whole act is considered Ochel Nefesh. So the Gemara answers, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. The Karbanos are different because of whatever exactly that means. Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. So we noted, based on the Avnei Milum summary, there are basically three positions in different Balei HaTosfos as to what this tells us. Again, just to summarize them, one is that Ochel Nefesh is defined by what type of action is this, right? Not will a person happen to eat, but is that the reason that you're doing this act? And by a karban, it isn't considered the reason you're doing the act. You're doing it for God, and it happens to be that people can also eat. And therefore, according to the position that Shlomim, Nedarim, and Nedavos are usur, it's because it's not defined as Ochel Nefesh. Now, the position who would permit it would presumably argue on this point and would say that that no, Ochel Nefesh is simply about is a Jew going to eat it, rather than is that the definition of the act. The second position in Tosfos is about time delay. Right? Is in the case of the karban, you still have to go through several processes. You have to go through zerika for the meat to be permitted. And Ochel Nefesh requires that it immediately brings about a heter. And the third possibility is about ownership. In the case of the karban, it is owned by God. You're just eating from God, as opposed to the case here where the Jew at least owns part of it. So the component of the animal that he is going to eat, he actually owns. And that were the three positions of Tosfos. Okay. So to just finish up the sugya, so now going to the sorshi. So first, just to make a parenthetical comment, which is just important textually. In the first source, the Rashba says, you know, I have a easy way of dealing with the stira, right? With dealing with this contradiction, right? The Gemara is trying to deal with the contradiction. How can you say you're allowed to shecht an animal that's half owned by a Jew, half owned by a non-Jew, but you're not allowed to bring a karban, which is shlomim, even though it seems to be the same thing, because part of it's going to Jew, part of it's going to God. Now, the simplest answer to that question should have been that we had a machlokes, whether you were allowed to bring a karban or not. If you have a shita that seems to contradict it, since the Dutch just say that shita is according to the other shita, right? So the Rashi just says, I don't understand. Just say, kashali, minale, derav huna, asr, nedarim, nedavos, dilma, kaman, diomar, craven, biyomtav, svir, le, vikaim, lanami, kavase. Why don't you just say that the position who says you're allowed to shech this animal half owned by a Jew, half owned by a non-Jew, is going to accord with the position earlier in the Gemara that you're allowed to bring a voluntary shlomim, because since a Jew will eat some of it, it's mutter. Right? We had a shita like that, and therefore the shita should just line up. So why don't you just say, it's very simple, there are the shita who thinks you're allowed to bring shlomim, which are voluntary, because there's a component that a Jew will eat, will also say you're allowed to shecht this animal, which is half owned by a Jew, half owned by a non-Jew. The positions who think that you're not allowed to bring such karbanos will argue on this halacha as well. Why do you have to be, why do you have to find a way of resolving it? So he just says, V'yishlomer deravavya, liba demand yomer, ein kraven kabar lay, v'loya tal matzarch lefarish da'ibaya da'ovar v'hikriv da'samucha kasamich, v'dovar halamim inyano, he says, because we just assume, right? He doesn't give a great answer. He just said, yeah, that the assumption is that he's asking the question according to the position that we paskin like, that the karban cannot be brought. And he says, based on context, right, that is the context of the Gemara, we're working within that position. So he says that's probably what it is. Inami mishum dahader le mutter stam v'lomer le lamanda yamer and darmen da v'shari mashma le dekule amakamer le v'shari. He said, furthermore, the Gemara doesn't clarify that it's only according to that position. So since the Gemara just says mutter without clarification, so it's probably according to everybody. But The Raj, right, that, so that's just a technical point. The Rajba notes that a different way the Gemara could have answered is just saying, in a Hanami, this is the same machlokas as we had by Karbanos. The Gemara didn't want to because it assumed that this would work according to all positions, and that's why the Gemara comes up with a solution. Okay, that's parenthetical comment number one. Comment number two is on this line, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. So again, the Gemara assumes that the reason that despite the fact that by a shlomim there will be a component of the meat that will be eaten, we still say that it's not called ochel nevesh because of this magic line, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. One of the interesting things that comes up though in the Rishonim here is who is Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu? Because in a shlomim, there are really three entities which eat from this karban. There's God, right? There's Mizbeach, Chilas Mizbeach. There's the Kohanim. What? There's the Kohanim, and then there's the Bailim, right? There's Kohanim, and then there's the owners of the karban. Now, the question that Rishonim faced is, okay, well, when we say Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, who does that refer to? That for sure refers to the meat that is given to the Kohanim. And the Kohanim are acting as the representatives of God, and therefore God gives them a chilek in the karbanos. Right? That's basically pachod yoter pshat in psukim. And that's not like some drasha of chazal, the psukim, when they speak about the Levim and the Kohanim, they talk about God being their nachala, right? This being chilef, right? Chilef avodas, right? All these ideas that they get the matanos because they do avoda and the like, that's pretty much pshat, that they're getting it as the servants of God. But what about the part of the karban that's eaten by the owners? Right? Is that also from God? Or was that always owned by the owner? That's not Mishulchan Gavoa, that's actually owned by the owners. Now this would obviously complicate the Ochel Nefesh discussion, because if you think that the owners are not Mishulchan Gavoa, then you have to explain why that isn't enough to permit the meat, because they're not getting Mishulchan Gavoa. But that's a machlokas Rishonim right here. So if you look at Rashi Tosfos, and then the Shittim Kubetzes on the sheet here, so Rashi says, Kohanim Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. So he says, Bechazei Vishok, right, in the portions that they get, V'hu adin l'bayin l'mishar abasar, and the same is true of the meat that goes to the other, that goes to the owners. Ke'evet anotel pras mibez rabo, like a servant who gets payment from his master's house. Nimtzis kol ashchit l'shem gavawa. So Rashi here is mechadish what I think is the simplest pshat in the sugya. Because, again, the problem we have to deal with is there is meat which is being eaten, and for some reason that meat is not called ochel nefesh. So Rashi takes the obvious jump and then says, well, okay, it must be that all the meat that's eaten is Mishulchan Gavoa, because otherwise it should be mutter because of ochel nefesh. So therefore, not only is the component eaten by the Kohanim considered Mishulchan Gavoa from God, but even the part of the karban that's eaten by the owners is also from God, and that's why it's not ochel nefesh, because we already said anything which you get from God doesn't count as ochel nefesh. The Shittim Gubetzes as well says this. You look in two on the source sheet. Kohanim Mishulchan Gavoa Chazachu Perish V'hu Adin Bailim V'chadamini Lokad V'lishnan V'baragla V'ful Meitvei. It's true. It's the same thing is true of the owners. It's just that normally we refer to the Kohanim. We don't really talk about the owners part of the karban, but it's equally true for the component of the karban eaten by the owners. Tosfos argues. If you look at Tosfos, the first Tosfos on the page, he says, Kohanim v'chazei v'shok, v'yisrael b'basar mishulchan gavoa ke'evich no dopras mirabo ken perish Rashi. So first he cites Rashi, who says, it's the top one, Chafal Alfa Medalef, right in the Gemara. Right, first one on the page, Chafal Alfa Medalef. On the Dharma and the Dharma. So he says, Kohanim v'chazei v'shok, v'yisrael b'basar mishulchan gavoa ke'evich no dopras mirabo. Cain, I put the reference also. Yeah, I put the reference on the page. So Cain Peres Rashi. Rashi says that even the owners when they eat are eating from from God. The Amar Vafilu Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Zosis says, and even according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Amar Kachim Kalam Mamon Bailam Haim. Rashi must understand that even according to there's a machlokas in Bava Kama Yud Beis, Kachim Kalam like Shlomim, are they considered the money of the property of of Kodesh, of the Beis HaMikdash, or of the owners. So Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, as a programmatic statement, they belong to the owners. So Vafilu Achar Zrika, and even after Zrika, when you're actually eating, in Kamar Dimamon, Bailim Heim. Rak, Vimanas Kihuna, Mikol Makam, Oso Mamon Zacha, Misholchan Gavoa, Da Ikara Karban, Vishvil Gavoa. Vihilkach Nihi, Deheve Mamono, Likadesh, Boase Isha, Mikol Makam, Kolak Avodos, Lotorach Gavoa, Haim, Osim. So Tosus rejects it. And Tosus says, look, it can't be, because you have Rabbi Yossi HaGlili's position, who clearly doesn't hold that. He says that the component that's owned by the owners is always considered Mamon Bailim. And that's why Tosus comes up with the Chiddush that Misholchan Gavoa doesn't have anything to do with ownership. It has to do with purpose. It has to do with purpose. What's the purpose of the Karban? And he says, even if you hold that in a technical sense, the Bailim are not eating from God's table, it's still true that the purpose of the Karban is to bring it to God. And that's why he moves away from the ownership model. Because it says it's not true. And on the level of ownership, Rashi is incorrect. The owners, that which they eat from the carbon, is actually theirs. The reason he interprets Misholchan Gavoa Kazachu to really be referring to the purpose of the carbon, that the Chiddush of the Gemara is that in order for something to be Ochel Nefesh, it must be shechted for the purpose of eating and not for some other purpose. The reason they came up with that is to explain that even though the part of the carbon eaten by the owners is not from God, the purpose of the carbon is still for God.
But the benefit is still for the meat.
Correct.
It's still for the person. Purpose is for God, but he has...
Correct. And that's why Tosfos had to come up with this formulation, because especially if you hold that the Bailim always owned it, right? The owners owned the meat through the whole process. So how could you say that they're not benefiting? So Tosfos says, you're right, but Ohel Nevision isn't about benefit, it's about purpose.
Except with the concept of mitoch, where with mitoch, it's a function of there has to be some benefit to the person. So a malacha that's permitted for ochel nefesh, even though it's not being done for ochel nefesh, but there is benefit for the person, it's permitted on yontif. So this should be permitted based on mitoch.
Right. So Tosfos is going to have to say that no, right? Even mitoch can only be implemented if the act can be defined as l'tzorach k'tzad. But the component of Gavoa is so overpowering.
Meaning
Tzorech, he would have to say Tzorech Adam, right? Even the component of Tzorech Adam, right? Even, as weak as it is, it must be that this act is defined as Tzorech Adam in some sense, and it's not.
But he's fulfilling a vow. He's giving a korban that... to fulfill something he owes.
Oh, so then I assume Tosu would just answer the fact that we have a pasuk, right? Velola Gavoa tells you that doesn't count as a tzorech on yontif.
Okay.
Right, either as an israsei, like Tosu's on Yud Beis, or it teaches you that hajal is or a kama.
Okay, so using that point, going back to what the shir 2 weeks ago, it means the three
are related. Correct.
Are related.
Correct.
And they're all... Right. It has to be all three.
Correct. Meaning, that was just laying out the three components. But yes, obviously, in each one, we're going to have to figure out, right, what each component is doing, because most shitos have at least...
If you satisfy all three at the same time, then you can't do it.
Right, presumably. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, fine. So the tzlach here, in three... pushes this a little bit. He says like this: Talmidi hamuvhak haluf, Morenu harav vulf trisht. Whoever that is, his student. Okay. Heishivli tibekachim kachim yodad mishulchan gavoa kazach. Aval bekachim kalam lo solik adaite mishulchan gavoa zachu. So he said, first of all, didn't the Gemara know this? Right. I cut out the question, but the question was, didn't the Gemara know that karbanos mishulchan gavoa? So his Talmud said, well, that's not really true, because kachim, right? Of course the Gemara knew it was Misholchan Gavoa, but kachim kalim, we have a machlokas in the Gemara Bava Kama. Is it mamon bailim, mamon gavoa? I mean, it's not obvious that the karbanos that are called kachim kalim, that may be owned by the owners and not by God, are Misholchan Gavoa. The chiddush of the Gemara is that it is, but that wasn't obvious. Okay. So then he says, el dekasha li lefizeh, sheish makom lechalik bin kachim kachim lekachim kalim bazeh. Imkein b'amura kodeim v'chulei. He says, that's very nice, but how did the Gemara know that? I mean, he's saying, what, he said once, right, I think about it, there is a distinction between Kachri Kachim and Kachim Kalim. And why didn't the Gemara ever suggest on Chaf Amud Beis that maybe when the Gemara says it's Asur to bring a Karban in Yantif, it's referring to Kachri Kachim, which is owned by God. And when it's you have positions say it's Mutter, it's Kachri Kalim, which are owned by the Bailim. Right? That at least should have been brought up as a possibility in the Gemara. Right? He said, the Gemara here just asserts that it's not true. But why not? Right? The Gemara should at least address that point head on, because there's actually something intuitive about that. He says, Im kain, ma raya, maisi mishalechem, shem kachi kachim, vada mishalchem gaba zachu, sham la nidava, shem kachim kalim, ulai behemes, mutar mishamanechal hejib, asum rakhme devan, shem yisha. So I don't understand how the Gemara can prove freely between kachi kachim and kachim kalim. It doesn't make any sense. So it's tzarach lomar. After of Avya haya suffer lechalik bin kachim lekachim kalim linyan zochon mishochan gavoa mikom makom rafuna pshita leish ain shum svar lechalik beisek zechia mishochan gavoa bein kachim lekachim kalim. He says, you know what? No. What you learn from here is that while the Gemara here had to respond implicitly to that question, or that's what our sugya is basically doing, is being mechadesh, then mishochan gavoa applies even to kachim kalim. It was only this Gemara. Rav Avya who even had a Havamina. But apparently everyone else thought it was so obvious that even when we talk about Kachim Kalim, even Mamon Bailim, it must just be that this idea that even when you own it, the purpose of a Karban is still Mishrogan Kazafu, God is the central component of a Karban. It must be that everybody else thought that was obvious. Right? So he doesn't really even answer, right? He just says, why did it never come up? I don't know. But the fact that it never came up, it must be that the unspoken assumption until this point in the Gemara is that all karbanos are for God, no matter how central the role of the Bailim is. The fact that only one day by implication brings up the possibility there's a difference between Kachim Kalim and Kachim Kachim must mean that everyone else thought that all karbanos, because they go to God, are defined as Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Okay.
Is it possible that there's a difference between, let's say, Shalmi Chagiga and Shalmi Nadar and Zavos in terms of Shulchan
Gavoa? You could have, right? I mean, well, he's saying logically there should be. And yet, I mean, Shalmei Chagiga, and that's why it would be Mutter. I guess it's in theory possible that the reason that Shalmei Chagiga is Mutter is not really because it was mano, but because since God is telling you, bring this carbon so that you can eat it, it's considered Mishol Chanacha, right? Yeah, that would be a nice formulation.
Well, the Dharma Dava, you're doing specifically for God. You know, why are you doing the Neder and the
Dava? Right, and as opposed to Chagiga, where God imposed it on you so that you would have meat to eat, right? Because, right, I mean, we could have... suggest, I haven't seen anyone suggest it, but conceptually, I think it's a strong possibility. I think you're right. I mean, as the Gemara notes in Pesachim Kuftet, right, the Iker Mitzvah of Simcha on Yantif, or the way the Gemara paskins, not the way the Rambam paskins, the way, right, the Rabbi Yehuda paskins, the Gemara, the Rambam doesn't think this Halacha L'Maisa, but the way Shulchan Aruch, let's say, paskins, based on the Gemara, right, that when the Pasuk says you should have Simcha on Yantif, it means Simchas HaKarbanos. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda paskins miyom shachar beis hamikdash. Right, when there was a beis hamikdash, im simcha lebasar. But now that we don't have the beis hamikdash, we don't have karbanos, im simcha lebiyayin. Because the only type of meat you can mekayim simcha with, the ikra mitzvah simcha, is the basar karbanos. So we could have constructed an argument to say that yes, the chiddush of shalmei chagiga is that since Hashem said you have a chiyuv simcha, which is clearly directed at the person, and we tell you that the only type of simcha that counts is simcha of a karban. So therefore, it's the one exception to the Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu Svara, right? It's the only one that's really Shulchan Bailim, because God is telling you, bring a karban so you can eat it. We could have constructed an argument.
To further Sam's argument, Chagiga basically, you know, it's easy to kind of make the argument, because you're not designated any particular behemoth, the korban.
Right, you're just told to bring meat so that you can feed. Well, I mean, that's the difference.
You're designating a
well, no, that's the difference between a neder and a dava. Okay. I mean, that's the difference between neder and a dava.
But once you do it.
Well, once you brought it.
It should be, once you bring it, then it should be makom gavoa, right?
Right. I mean, but I assume with chagiga is the same. Once you've designated it, right? Well, once you've designated it, now it's kadosh, right? Once you've said you're going to bring it, I'm yirasal gavoa, kimisirasal edya. I assume it's similar in that sense.
But you don't designate it. Not until you bring it.
Yeah, I mean, but the same is true of a ned there. right? And neder is I just have to bring a karban, not this karban. Only nedav I have to bring this karban.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think the argument would be more in the direction Sam is going, that maybe there's something unique about chagiga, because, right? It's not just exeris akasov in that sense, right? It's that the fact that Hashem commands you to bring a karban so that you can eat it tells you that that's the one which is not migavoa, and therefore it's ochel nefesh, or whatever. I think that's plausible. I haven't seen anyone say it, but it's definitely, I think, an interesting possibility. Definitely plausible in the sugya. Okay, fine.
You could argue that the Tosfot is arguing that direction, maybe. No, but you could argue the Tosfot is what it's the purpose, you know.
Right, but he doesn't relate to the question of Shalmei Chagiga, right?
But Shalmei Chagiga, you could also argue Kol HaVodot.
Correct, but then you could say that's the Gzeres HaGasov, right? The fact is Kavul Hazman, right, overrides the concerns, right? Or you could say, right, as Howie is pushing, that no, the Pasuk reveals to you that this is called Ochel Nefesh, right? Okay, fine. So now, if we go back and now to finish off really fleshing out the issues, And we will now get to the Avnei Nezer, which Howie will like, because the Avnei Nezer brings all the svaras into play, right? Again, as we noted, that all this whole sugya functions on three levels, right? The Gzeres HaKasov level, Mitoch, Ochel Nefesh, and Mitoch level. And in order to fully answer any shita, you need to explain it in terms of all three. So in four, the Avnei Nezer takes a stab at it, right? Again, from now until the very end, what we're going to be doing is... No, that's entered. It's not the end. The next few sources. We're going back to this question again. How do you distinguish between the case of the Goy and the case of Karban? So again, we saw the three positions in the Avnei Miluim, but now we're going to flesh out each of these positions individually. So the Avnei Nezer says as follows. He says, Dasa Rajba. This is his interpretation of the Rajba. The Rajba does seem to go in this direction, but I gave you the Avnei Nezer, which is clear. It says, Dasa Rajba. The Gzeres HaKasov Dilochem Velo Legavoa. The function of the Gzeres HaKasov is to tell you that Mitoch doesn't work. Right? Because normally Mitoch should work, as how we noted. Because the second, if Mitoch means that Malachos are Mutter not just for Ochel Nefesh, they're Mutter as long as there's any benefit to the person. So why isn't bringing a Karban called a purpose? Right? I want to bring a Karban, or I committed to bringing a Karban, and I happen to be in the Beis HaMikdash now, because of course I am, I'm Ole Regel. And that's why you need Gzeres HaKasov, to tell you, no, Mitoch can't, right? Mitoch, that I need it, Eletzorech HaKarban, isn't sufficient. Because the second we say it's for God, that removes it from Mitoch. V'chein Muchach, L'das Rashi, V'Rambam, Damrina, Mitoch, Apil Lekatzor Klal. He says, you need to say like the Rashba. Because Tosfos says, in general, that Mitoch at least requires Tzorech HaYom Ktzat. Right, that it needs to be somewhat necessary. But the Rambam and Rashi say, no, Mitoch means the second a malacha could be used for Ochel Nefesh. You don't need any justification. You're allowed to do the malacha always. So he says, that's very nice. But the second you say that, then how can you ever say I can't bring a karban? It doesn't make any sense. So one way is to say it's a stam gzeres hakasov, right? Like Tosfos on Yud Beis, right? That it's an iser aseh, right? It's a new iser. But the Rajba, as the Avnei Nezer says, no. The pasuk is migale to you that mitoch and ochel nefesh don't apply. And he says, because otherwise it doesn't make sense to the Rambam. He says, imkein lochem lo gavo, lochem lo anachrim, heichi mishkachas la. Elevade exeris hakasev hu, v'chein kasev, v'shita mikubetzis, v'shmaitzin, de mitoch l'das rashi, v'zeh l'shono. V'im tomar imkein de lamayde isle mitoch huter l'chol davar, v'afal pi she'en bo tzorech klal. Right, according to Rashi, that mitoch is mutter even with no necessity, still lochem v'lo l'nachri, d'omar achmana eichem ishkachas la, so that how can you say the pasuk asers it? Yesh lomar d'afal pi she'tira, okay, I cut off that line. But the next line is, even though it's mutter, the pasuk tells you that it's not true, in these cases, right? That's exactly what the pasuk is telling you, that mitoch should have been materit. The pasuk isn't just a stam gzeres hakasov; it's a gilui milsa that mitoch can't be invoked. And once mitoch can't be invoked, and it's not litzarach ochel nefesh, memela it's aser. So essentially, get all three in play, right? It's not a random gzeres hakasov; it's not ochel nefesh per se because it's not being brought for the person; it's being brought for God. It is a necessity of the person, so it should be mutter in terms of mitoch. or you don't need necessity, it should be an alternative to mitoch. The pasuk tells you that there are exceptions to mitoch and ochel nefesh. Mimela, this returns to the original prohibition. It's usur because it's not ochel nefesh, and there's no het there, right? But that is the formulation of the Ebenezer that brings all three together. And again, why then is it mutter to shech the animal half owned by a Jew and half by a non-Jew? Because without the Xeris HaKosta, we revert to normal rules. And normal rules are, as long as you're eating any of it, or you need it in any way, shape, or form, either you have Ochel Nefesh directly, or Mitoch, muttering it. Short of Xeris HaKosta, right?
There's no problem.
There's no problem, because Mitoch and Ochel Nefesh will work.
Is there a possible handle on
offering? Well, that's part of the Machlokas and the Gemara of, yes. Yeah, but, yes. But yes, right? Lachem lo nachrem, lachem lo leklavim, lachem lo legavava, right? But that's the assumption here, yes. And that's, but we're actually going to hold off. Here we're only discussing the difference between Goy and Kachim. We're actually going to have to wait. The sugya of main sugya of Nachri is the continuation of Chaf Aleph, but after this we're going back to Chaf Aleph Beis. Right? It's just that we needed to flesh out all the Kachim stuff, so we needed to take it to the end of the sugya. So we're going to have to hold the thought on Goy until a while from now, because we have several blot before that.
How much does it constitute to be for Ochel Nefesh for a Jew?
Kezias. Hold that thought. Kezias or less. That's going to be source 8 and 9. Okay. So hold that thought. Okay, fine. Chasam Sofer in 6. We read the Avnei Miluim at length, which was 5. Chasam Sofer again tries to flesh out this issue. He says, "Near the finis daiti, diish lomar mishum hachi atzer levashtei lechem la mishum mishochan gavoa kozach." Right, he's clarifying here the position of Tosfos, and he says, "The lo matzino heter afilu heter afia rak." That's not right. Not afilu. That's afia. We're talking about another shtei lechem. Says rak yehavi ochel nefesh tekev acher afiyasan. Right, he emphasized that position of Tosfos. That third position of Tosfos, that it's about the time delay. Al shtei lechem dekiv se atzeres matirasan yesh lomer de lo shori lefos ke gavna de lo have ochel nefesh tekech afer afiya aval minidarmun davos shapir parich. So he said that's pretty obvious in the case of the bread for the kivtei atzeres, because you need to still bring a karbon, right? Not only need to bake the bread, you then need to bring a karbon and then do zrika, right? There's a whole series of things. So I understand that that's a time delay. Nedarim and Nedavos, you might have said, look, even if you think Ochel Nefesh requires no time delay, and someone was upset about this, right? There's always a time delay. I think it was Sam, right? Sam on Shabbos. There's always a time delay. So Chassam Sofer says that's true. So I might have thought, Nedarim and Nedavos, Shapir Parach, Havdi Zerokah and Matirasan, V'loroyach, Hashchita, V'lozika, Dari Mikomakom, Asur V'shchita, L'chod, Da'asur Lechol, Be'um Tzaraka, Dimalicha, Tzliya, V'adach, Rishan, Al-Kem, Udav, V'shchita, Av'lo'teha, Shchita, Ochel Nefesh. Right, he said, you would have had a havamina, that that's called takef. Because, at the end of the day, how long does it take? I understand. You want to say that a significant time delay makes something not a whole nefesh, so fine. So, shtei alechem. In order to permit the bread you break shtei alechem, you have to get the carbon, bring the carbon, shech the carbon, do zrika, right, do halacha, do shchita, halacha, right? You need to do zrika. You need to get the whole process, right? Fine. But really, you're going to tell me nedarim and nedavos? I bring the karban, I shech that, I do zrika, I can eat it. Ah, you'll tell me I have to cook it. You have to salt it. No, you don't. Right? The halacha is you only have to salt meat, right, if you're not eating it immediately. But if you eat it from makom hashchita, right, you eat it from the neck, you can eat it raw without salting it because the blood is presumed to have gushed out. Right? It's only the blood that then settled, right? So you might have had a havamina that takef doesn't mean takef. Kamashvala, no. Takeout actually means that you need at least the theoretical ability, right, to eat it now without some intermediary process in between. Now, in a Hanami, Zrika isn't 10 seconds, right? But the fact that I would assume what he would have to say is because obviously, if I shecht an animal, I still need to salt it, I still need to cook it, blah, 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 blah. But there's not like a fundamental halachic action between me and eating it, right? I just need to prepare it, as opposed to Zrika. I assume that's what he's going to go on. But his point is exactly what Sam said, is right, taking that position of Tosfos, that the distinction is. So far we've had fleshed out two of them, right? So again, Tosfos had three possibilities. Either what's necessary to find as Ochel Nefesh is purpose, and here the Avnei Nezer clarifies that what that means is that the Gzeiras HaKozov tells you that once the purpose is L'Gavoa, it negates Mitoch and Ochel Nefesh. The Chasam Sofer fleshes out the time delay svara and says that the reason the Gemara had to bring this up was because it wasn't obvious that this is called a time delay. Because how much time is it between shechita and zrika and eating? Not that long. And despite that, that's why the Gemara had to tell you that this is called too much of a time delay. Right? And again, the third position in Tosfos was about ownership, which is the one we're going to tackle now, right? Try to flesh out the position of ownership. So here we have a decently long piece here, and you could do like Shmuel and number 7. And,
before we get into that,
yeah.
Why does no one ask the question, these are not chayev b'yom, why couldn't they be done before yontov? I mean, we've learned, I don't know how long ago, about spices, that spices that don't lose their flavor,
right. So
you
the,
have to do before yontov, you can't do on yontov.
And I think the answer is because we assume that only machshirin have to be done before yontov, and ochal nefesh atzmo can be done on yontov, even if it was efshar mibod yom.
Spices are,
considered machshirin.
Okay,
I mean that's part of the diyun in the sugya there. But many of the rishonim, the way they understand it is, yes, spices are called machshirin because you don't eat them plain. You eat them to, right? You eat them to enhance food, so they're called machshirin. Therefore, since machshirin has to be efshar mibod yom, but yes, presumably that's why they don't bring it up, because ochal nefesh itself, we assume, even if it's efshar mibod yom, because that's because all the poskim say, like, okay, if you really took ochal nefesh itself to that extreme, so we shouldn't be allowed to cook, right? I mean, like, you know, we shouldn't be able to cook because you just, you know, put it in the fridge and heat it up. Like, why are you cooking anew, right? Some things, it's true, are fresher, but like a soup isn't, right? A soup, you put it in the freezer for 3 weeks, right? Pull it out, it tastes the exact same as it did. Bread, not true. What?
Tastes better.
What is it?
Soup, sometimes reboil it, tastes better. Sometimes.
There you go. Okay, it's better. Fine. Bread, not true. Red bread is best fresh. We get that. But fine. Okay, so the Gemilei Shmuel actually takes the Avnei Miluim on directly, and he fleshes out some of these issues. Okay. So he says, Mevor HaDavar, Nehida Shechita Matar Bachila. So I understand. Look, Shechita permits you to eat. Avalo Bishvil Zanishchita L'Rak L'Tzarech Gavar, right? Possibility one. Right? Even though it's true that the Shechita functions to permit the eating, the reason it's also according to that day in Dozos is because that wasn't the purpose. Kibeyor Torah Za'oil Maharil Diskin. And this is how the Maral Diskin formulates it. Drachmana Amar be'arba avodos reyach nichoach l'Hashem. Right now he fills in the gaps. He says, how do you know that lochem, right? What's the svara that a carbon is always considered for God? He says, because look at the psukim. You bring a carbon l'reyach nichoach l'Hashem. That's how a carbon is described. It is for God. Just listen to the ethos and pathos of the psukim, l'reyach nichoach l'Hashem. You're not bringing it for yourself. You're bringing it for God. You may be able to eat it, but reyach nichoach l'Hashem. V'atora hitira lochem, hayu de'ikra malacha tzarech ochel nefesh. The only time it's mutar, according to the position that it's about the definition of malacha, is when it's for you. U'svarazu yitzu yar gam b'mamon gavo. But now he says something interesting. He says, okay, we saw there was a third position in Tosos that it was about ownership. But he says this position in Tosos, that it's about purpose and not ownership, would lead you to believe that what would happen if you had something that was clearly owned by God, but the purpose was undeniably for a person. So according to the Shita, that it's about defining the act, so even if it was owned by God, it would be mutter. So he says, Usvarzu yitzur gam b'mamon gavoa. If I could construe a case where it's owned by God, but I'm shechting for me, it'd be mutter. What case is that? Kigon behemas meiser sheni, de'ina lekarbon. Said meiser sheni, according to the Shita in the Gemara, that it's mamon gavoa, but meiser sheni is definitionally to be eaten. Right, you bring it to Yerushalayim. You don't bring it as a carbon. You bring it to eat. It just has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. What? No, you either bring it to Yerushalayim or you're podet and then use the money in Yerushalayim. But you can bring it to Yerushalayim. But either way, the point is, it's kadosh, but it's undeniably for you, which is how you, which is how Sam explained the carbon chagiga. Right. Well, he's not applying the carbon chagiga, but he is applying it to Maaser Sheni. Said if you take the 3 days of Tosfos at face value, what should be an afkamina is Maaser Sheni, which is owned by God, it's kadosh, but it's for the purpose of a person. That's the whole reason you bring it. It says, O mivashal peres Maaser Sheni, aftamon gavoahu, the income on bailam mutr lasam malach beyam tozor chochol nefesh. It says, furthermore, chen kachay bet gabayis, the roi le pidyon biyom tov min ha-Torah, mutzal asas malach v'ayam le-tzor chachal nefesh. But Amar lifdoso, acham malach alochal biyom tov. He said, presumably the same thing would be true, if it's about purpose and not ownership. If you had something which was currently owned by the Beis HaMikdash, and you said, I'm going to redeem it, and then eat it, then you should be allowed to do a malacha with it. Because, right, if it's about purpose and not ownership, if it's about ownership, you have to wait till actually you bought it. Or put it, rather. He says, "V'after b'shas malacha adayin eno shel baylim mutter diniskayim krad ye'ochel lechol nefesh." Right? If you hold it's about purpose and not ownership, that position in Tosos, then great. Even if it's not, even if it's owned by God, if the reason you're doing the malacha is acha she'ochel lechol nefesh is mutter. V'chalva chomer advarim. He said, "What's the nafkamina b'shel hefker? What if something's hefker?" So he said, "Well, wait a second. If you think you need to own it." So even if it's hefker, you should have to be kone it before you cook it or shecht it. But if you say it's about purpose, so why do I need to acquire it before I shecht it? So I'll shecht it while it's hefker. Big deal, but who's going to stop me? Right? Who's going to take it away? It's clearly for me. So b'shal hefker mutter b'melechaz ochal nefesh v'sor chachila v'avtel ratzel zachos kishalo. Even if I don't want to be zoche. And he said, furthermore, Kain shel akum. Now he takes the Avnei Miluim up directly. He says the Avnei Miluim had weighed in, like the position of Tosfos, that in order for it to be Ochal Nefesh, it needs to be owned by the Jew. But he says, I think the Ikar is like the Sheet of Tosfos, that it's about purpose. The second says about purpose, then the Avnei Miluim is incorrect. And if the Sobi's counter, Shochei, owns the animal, but is only shechting it for the 10 Jews waiting to buy their meat, so then it would be mutter, right? Unlike the Avnei Miluim's conclusion, and like the conclusion of the Behuda. So v'chein shel akum, im machshavta b'shas melocha bar hanachri lechol, if you would shecht it for the goy to eat the b'yasser, ava v'chishe b'ad Yisrael la'achila, but if you shecht it, the goy is shechting it, or the goy is having it shechted for the Jew, rak ha'mamon da meichel b'shas melocha in shalom, but obviously the guy at Sobeys hasn't yet given it to the Jews, he's waiting to shecht it and sell it to them, b'in mamon gava ol shel hefker v'akum b'chol fin mutter. The sagi bit tonight. It's tzorach ha'malacha. Nasa tzorach ha'nefesh. Yisrael. All you need is that the purpose is for the Jew, and he says, and that is exactly the no di Yehuda. Chen kasev no di Yehuda. But he flushes it up nicely. Dimutel lishcha v'yamtov the katzav akum. That's why the no di Yehuda argues with what the Avnei Miluim says, right? Or really, the Avnei Miluim argues with the no di Yehuda, who says that a non-Jewish shochet or non-Jewish right meat owner can have a Jew. Right? Obviously, goy can't shech, but that's for different reasons, right? He has the Jew shech for him. Came into akum mocher mimenu achar yisrael achav yomdo ve'ein kan svek sveka lizer. Don't tell me it's a svek sveka liiser chader shemetim to treifa, because one, it might be a treifa, and then it would be animal. And sheini shemel yirts akum achar klim chor liyisrael, and maybe the goy won't want to sell it. Dechshash chazar and ain't got the svek klal. He said he's not backing out. He's not backing out, right? The guy at Sobeys, he has 10 people ready to buy. He's not backing out. Why? What? Because a guy is going to come in and want the more expensive meat than he could buy in the not kosher meat section in Sobeys. It doesn't make any sense, right? He's trying to shecht, right? You don't hire a shochet to shecht meat to then give it to a guy, right? Those who don't use a shochet, I don't understand. He says, that doesn't even count as a suffix. The cholis mutal yisrael v'shem etreifei. The samchin naruba, we rely on the rove. He says, however, Amnam Chuvas and Amni Miluim, Oser Gam Beshav Shchita and Shalishra, the Avni Miluim took the position of ownership and therefore forbade it. V'af Shal Hefker Oser Lassim Malacha Bo, to call Zman, and therefore, according to the Avni Miluim, even if it's Hefker, you can't Shechta, to call Zman, Eno Shalo, Eno Nikro Lochem, V'agos Sham Tama Master Shani Mon Gavalahu, but the Hagos on the Avni Miluim already asked his question, because if the Avni Miluim is right, you shouldn't be allowed to shecht Meiser Sheni money, right? A Meiser Sheni animal in Yerushalayim, which is impossible. Obviously, you're allowed to shecht, right? That's a reductio ad absurdum, right? The danger with reductio ad absurdums is, as the famous line goes, right? One man's, this is the yeshivish gush line, because it requires knowledge of yeshivish and Latin, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, right? One man's reductio ad absurdum is another man's inachanami, right? But still, of Hanav, right, this is a reductio ad absurdum. Zevechen karbonos tzibur v'hayachid, right, this is Alan's point, and karbonos tzibur, right? V'hayachid chilek kohanim evimon gavoa, filo achim mutter levash avalecho biyom dov enu lochem, umochiyach dekartalia ken alocha nasis losocho chol nefesh, lo shnayim hu shalo, o lo, and therefore he says it must be that the real answer in Tosfos is about purpose. She does not behud and this gares ayin shamu. Mestaber rak la'akum katzav. Duchol is moch l'Yisrael, lo shay lishcho l'shnach avtocha shim kol l'Yisrael l'chashchitav. He said still, I think this is only true of a meat seller, of a lakum stam, but a regular non-Jew. A regular guy who really could retract, right? He said he's going to give you a gift of meat, right? That doesn't count because he really might not, right? Sobi is presumably is going to give it to you because they want the money. The guy who's giving it to you as a gift won't. Okay. In the next paragraph, he says, "Ve'ine the mission on the misim derech mitzvah secha the sabar tikmo belochem lo gavoa kasher tosel el the rock isra say yesh bo leves hil damrin mitoch." The mission on the notes that just like Tosef says, lochem lo gavoa is only an isra say because of mitoch. But came to gavoa ikatzarach tzas lochem utar alav the yom tov lochem barak leisra say levad came lochem lo lenachrei klavim rak isra say yesh bo. He says that's true in all these cases. Should avni miluim hosif o tam gam leishamai the listen mitoch lagave gavoa veloka b'shul. Now he adds a chiddush, not really the Avnei Miluim, but I just put it from him, right? Which is the reason the Avnei Miluim thinks that Tosfos has to say that the pasuk is creating a new iser and not being megala milsa that ochel nevesh doesn't apply, right? And coming back to Howie's point is because it says lechol nefesh. Achashe yachol lichol nefesh. Lichol nefesh means all life. Right? So if you say it's lola nachrim or lola klavim, you can't say it's because they're not a nefesh. They are a nefesh. It must be that it's a different iser, not like the Rajba, that it's a guli milsa, that it's not a chol nefesh. It must be a separate iser. Ve'ikra iser mikra delachem eino elabase ayin sham. So now to summarize the positions we have, right? And then we're done. Right? That's it. Everything here after this is much simpler than what we just did. Right? So, we have this huge sugya, which basically is dealing with the following evidence, right? You have a variety of different types of karbanos. Basically, all of them except for Shalmei Chagiga, Beis Shammai thinks are Asra and Yomtiv. Then you have, right, Olos, Nedarim and Davos, which basically everyone says is Asra except for Abishol. And then you have the cases in the middle of Olos Re'ia and Shlomim, Nedarim and Davos. You have a Machlokas. The Gemara has basically three factors which may or may not be connected to each other and to explain the nature of the machlokas. Either they're arguing level gzer sekasuv, they're arguing about ochel nefesh, or they're arguing about mitoch. Okay. Now, some people think that really this is all about gzer sekasuv, and basically it goes like this, right? Really, everything should be within ochel nefesh. The question is there a specialist or that tells you it's aser to shech for karban, shech for goy, etc., etc.? That's it. That's the machlokas. Others say, no, the machlokas is how do you define ochel nefesh? Do you include things which happen to benefit a Jew, or things which are defined for a Jew, or owned by a Jew, or have no time delay for a Jew, right? Or is it just anything going to a Jew? Or, in the case of Abishol, does ochel nefesh even include achilas mizbeach, right? And then you have the possibility of mitoch, that maybe for a carbon is not actually ochel nefesh, but it's mitoch, because at some level, I need it. The Gemara, within the position that said Shalmei Nedarim and Davos is Aser, which means that there's no Pasuk matering it, there's no Ochel Nefesh matering it, no Mitoch, the Gemara says, whatever the reason is, how is that different than a case of an animal which is half owned by a Jew and half owned by a Goy? So the Gemara answers, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. The Baal HaTosa suggests three possibilities, which we've fleshed out at this point. Right? One is, it's about ownership. The problem with the ownership Svara, which is the position of the Avnei Miluim, and therefore the Avnei Miluim says, even if a guy owns meat and he's having it shechted for a Jew, it's still Asur. The problem is, the Gedulei Shmuel notes, is that should forbid Meiser Sheni, which seems to be unlikely. Fine. There are two other possibilities. One is time delay, which we would have thought time delay is not an issue, because as the Chassam Sofer notes, there isn't much of a time delay, right? All there is Zrika. The Chiddush, according to that Sheet and Tosfos, is any time delay from shechting to heter achila is too much, and that overrides ochel nefesh. Third possibility, which seems to be the Iker possibility according to many of the Achronim, is the Sheet of Tosa that's about purpose. And therefore, you could, in theory, have something owned by the Jew, but the purpose of God, which, as he clarifies, is any carbon because it's reach nechoach la'Hashem. And that would be Asur, even though it's owned by a Jew and the Jew will eat it. On the flip side, you have something which is clearly owned by God, like Meiser Sheni, which is Mutter, because the purpose is for a Jew. You're meant to eat it, and according, right, based on the sheet that we developed based on Sam, right, that may be true of Shalmei Chagiga as well, that God told you, bring this carbon to eat on Yontif. Maybe that's why it is Mutter. Now, what is the connection between the mitoch pasuk, the pasuk ochel nefesh and mitoch? So here you have a machlokas, right? You have some like the Rashba, as understood by the Ebnezer, who said all three are really the exact same thing, right? That the pasuk, the role of the pasuk is to tell you that ochel nefesh and mitoch don't apply, right? But once they don't apply, mimela, it's just not. It's a malacha because there's no ochel nefesh. Then there's the position of the Mishnah Lamelech or Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis that no. Ochel nefesh, as fleshed out by the Gidul Shmo within the Mishnah Lamelech, ochel nefesh does include goyim and even maybe animals because they are a nefesh. So the only svara to say it's aser is because of a pasuk, but the pasuk can't be a gilui milsa, right? Meaning, right, you said they have to be connected. The answer is they don't have to be connected, they might be connected. The Rashba thinks they're connected because he thinks it's the function of the pasuk is to tell you it's not ochel nefesh. Probably, according to Rashba, therefore you would get malchus if you shechted for a goy. But Tosfos says you don't get malchus because it's not ochel nefesh and it's mutter because of mitoch. The pasuk is a stam pasuk that tells you there's an isra asay, but it can't be telling you that ochel nefesh doesn't apply, because ochel nefesh does apply. It's an isra asay built on the assumption that ochel nefesh in fact did moderate at some level. It removed the malacha and added an isra asay. Okay, so that is what we got to. That's the basic summary of this 2.5 blot of sugya. At this point, we just have 2 ha'aros to make, and then we will return to Yud Tes. So the next ha'ara to make is what Alan noted before, which is, okay, the Gemara said that a Jew and a goy who have an animal part owned by each one of them, it's mutter to shecht, after we've put aside all the problems of litzarech, blah, 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 because e'eshar lo gezayis basar b'lo shechita, you need to shecht it in order to at least get 1 gezayis of meat, which leads to Alan's question, does that mean a gezayis? Right? The Gemara says, does that mean that ochel nefesh requires a kezias? What if I want to cook a half a kezias? Is that mutter or aser, right? Yeah, right, Shabbos.
But
it's Yantif, not Shabbos.
Achila is usually kezias, no?
Right. But so the question is that meduyak, right? Is it, when we say ochel nefesh, and here's the chakira, right? Ochel nefesh, does that mean it's only mutter to do a malacha for the purpose of a formal maisa achila? Or does it mean that it's mutter du malacha to ingest food, right? Not a formal maisa achila, right? And therefore I need a kezias dafka.
What's the difference?
If I want to cook half a kezias, right? Let's say, right, a marshmallow. That's a nafkamina, right? I take a marshmallow and I want to roast a marshmallow on the open flame.
No, I understand that, but the question is why would you even ask that question? What's the difference?
I mean, you know. Like I just said, that's a nafkamina, right? If I want to roast a marshmallow on Yantif, is that mutter, right? I take a mini marshmallow, right? Meir wants a mini marshmallow, not a big one. So l'kol hadeos, a mini marshmallow is smaller than the size of an olive, right? Not just the apparently watermelon-sized olives they had in time of Chazal, but even our olives, right? Right? A mini marshmallow. I want to roast it on Yantif. So if you think that ochel nefesh means it's mutter du malacha for formal maisa achila, one mini marshmallow is less than the size of an olive, it should be aser. Or do you say no? Ochel nefesh says, whenever I want to do a malacha, to eat something, right, whether or not there's a formal act of eating, right, I'm allowed to do it, because ochel nefesh permits eating related malachos with or without formalities, right?
No, it's the end doesn't justify me. In other words, I just want to eat. Whether I eat something or I don't
correct.
Eat something. Right, I want to cook and I decide I don't want to eat that piece.
Well, that would change your mind. But what if you make curry? You only want to eat. Right, obviously, if you cook and you decide you're not hungry, it was mutter because you did it l'shem ochel nefesh.
Yes.
But here, I'm doing it l'shem achilas and kezias. So,
don't we have other cases? I think somewhere with Rabbi Akiva, Taiba Shkita, where he actually took kezias of raw meat. And don't we have with the salting that you have to do kezias?
Well, it always says kezias. The question is that dafka. Meaning, we always talk about kezias because what normal person needs less than a kezias, right? Especially if.
So that's my question. Why?
But what would happen if it wasn't, right?
So
that I'm giving you a case where I'm giving you an afkamina.
I'm giving you
a halacha l'maaseh case.
Where the goy owns the gordon. I mean, the goy owns the behemoth.
Or the goy owns the behemoth except for half of kezias, right? I mean, that's right. The shaila of an ezer, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. But they don't say kid kezias, they say kezias.
Yeah, but that could just be because it's shigdur delishna, because that's normally what we talk about, right? So that's a machlokas. Okay, I mean, You can pass them like Avnei Nezer. We'll see in a second.
What happens is a very poor Jewish community, and that's going to buy this court, this meat from the goy, and individually, they
well, that's exactly
kazayas each.
Well, kazayas would be fine. Less than kazayas.
No, they can each only afford half a kazayas.
Ah, okay. So, well, that's what we're going to talk about. That's the Avnei Nezer in 8. So he quotes the Gemara. So you look at Bet, right? He quotes our Gemara. Then Bet, he says, Venerally, Dihine Reish Perak Taraf Bekalpi. The Gemara in Yoma discusses, Dilfamim Hayo Megil Chol Kohen Mishdei Lechem Pachos Mekazayas. That sometimes there were so many Kohanim who wanted the Lechem upon him that they got less than a Kazayas. So the Afal Pichain Hayo Niskayim Mitzvah Achila Desov Sov Ashtei Lechem Necholu. And yet, they would fulfill the mitzvah because the end it was eaten. Or this is the classic chakira and achrone, right? The mitzvah of karbanos, is it, right, achilas hagavra or achilas hakarban, right? Is it that the karban must be eaten, or that people must eat the karban? Nafkamina, are you mekayim the mitzvah if you eat pachon mikazayas? Right, there's no maisa achila, but the result that the karban was eaten was achieved if everyone eats half a kazayas. So that was what used to actually happen with the shtei lechem. With the lechem apanim. So no, this is the shelachem. This is the shelachem. Okay, the ena mitzvah shokanim yochlu. Right. So the achronim always say that the mitzvah is not the kohanim should eat. Rak shalechem ye ochlu. Like kohanim, that the lechem is eaten by the kohanim. V'al kain avay deachilas katan. Then another nafkamina besides for eating half a gezayis is: are you allowed to have an eno barachila? Right. An eno barachiyuv. Eat it. Right. If it's about formal achila, you should need a barachiyuv to kohen to eat the shelachem, the lechem upon him. If you think that it's about it being eaten, then as long as the guy's a kohen, it could be a katan. It may not be a formal ma'aseh achila, but it's fine, right? Miskayim mitzvah achilas kachim ubizvachim chishav achak gezayis l'kam b'nei adam mitzarf l'pigol hari delah basar ochel zin rak basar nechal. So we know by karbanos, it's about it being eaten. Who adinlin mitzvah achilas kachim? That's about the mitzvah of achila kachim in general. Melachas yomtov vade lohutra b'shulachas gezayis shnei b'nei adam says yomtiv not that way. Vasher yachol lechol nefesh ksiv lechol nefesh leka kazayas. How do I know? Because the focus is on the nefesh. It's not on the food. It's achasher yachol lechol nefesh, which means that there must be a nefesh who's doing a maisa achila. Dehaleka simchas yom tov lazeh v'chein lazeh. And he says, and why? What's the svara? Because if, and this is taking a side in the machlokas achronim, but fine. If the purpose of Ochel nefesh is simchas yantif. What simcha do you get if you don't even do a ma'aseh achila? Right? It's not a formal act of eating, so big deal. So he says, and how do I know? Because the Gemara says, big Gemara, this is in Dalit, big Gemara, EF shall exile the basur
l'shchita. He says it has to be a kazayis.
Correct, it has to be a kazayis. He says, by karbon it doesn't, but ochel nefesh it does. Why? Because karbon is about it being eaten. Ochel nefesh is about you doing a ma'aseh achila. And he says, how do I know? Because he says, big Gemara, EF shall exile the basur l'shchita. Mizel osher mashma di EF shall lishchot chelko shisra, below chelko shall nachri, im haya EF shall. After chatircha wasser, because it implies that you're only allowed to do it because you can't shecht it without right giving some to the guy. L'chora ma'ishna mehad mali adam chavish shalmayim after entarach lekiton echad. He says, so why is it? How is this different than a ribui b'shirim and daf yud zayin? Right, you should just say it's one ma'isa shchid. There should be mutter even without that because it's ribui shirim. So after lomer diladashi demikubetzes l'nachal armin mitoch. Then he brings in the whole mitoch. Okay, we already dealt with that. Leave that aside. Okay, we'll read it just quickly. And it says, and the chen gosav l'el l'das harashba and came l'achol goy chamer l'achol stam sh'asr afil etzar chitzas v'akar chdaka v'most of l'chol in most of klal ben gach osim l'achol v'hutra av most of l'goy below at osev l'hoy osim l'achol chamurak asher hu osa. After he says ribu shurim doesn't work by a guy, another function of the pasuk, right? The pasuk doesn't just tell you that a guy isn't within ochel nefesh, it goes farther. He says the reason you can't use ribush yurim here is to say, I'm already shechting, so why should I give it to the Jew? He said, no, the reason you need the svara of yef shalok zayis bas below shchita, and you can't just rely on ribush yurim, is because the pasuk doesn't just tell you ochel nefesh doesn't apply, it tells you ribush yurim doesn't apply. Fine. Okay. Whatever. The Avnei Nezer at any rate says, the halacha, that you aren't allowed to cook for less than a gezayis. So, my case from Meir, right? If Meir wants a mini marshmallow, I can't put it in the fire on Yontif, it's Asur, because there's no Maisa Achila. Don't tell that to Meir, right? He thinks this is his whole meal. Fine. It doesn't matter. Okay. So, the Dal Haldaf quotes this. There's a Chiddush Gadol Halacha. So you look at the third line. It says Lachora Tzarachin Rav Vaseg Mashakaz Avnei Nezer Zatzal Asma Vaseg Egleg Tal. Says the Avnei Nezer says this, but in the Egleg Tal, also written by the Avnei Nezer, he says the opposite. Right, because he says the tzarach sheyachal biyomtov kizayis dafka b'shvil achilas chatzishir lo hotcher shchitas avehemak the first mishnah gamis misukenes lo yishchot elam ken yishos biyomach kizayis a pogrom kizayis lo hotcher v'chulei v'shamzal v'sham kasev v'zelashono lufi zeh yishlomer duodim lechas yomtov dechsev achas sheyachal chol nefesh afilo kizayis nechal kamri adam v'yoser mikidei achilas pras chashiv ochol nefesh umutzer. There he explicitly says it's fine. Right, he says the opposite. Okay. So in one place he says it's mutter, so it's a machlokes between the Avnei Nezer and the Eglei Tal. Otherwise, other right meaning he went back and forth. So in the end, we have a machlokes between the Avnei Nezer and himself. Right, the Avnei Nezer in one place says it's aser because you need formal achila. In one place he says it is mutter. Okay, the last ha'ara. What?
This is Chassidish versus his non-Chassidish side.
Yeah, exactly. Except I don't know. I he's one of the most non-Chassidish of Chassidim, or at least right. To this in terms of his acceptance in the Litvish world. Okay, last point is the Urva Parach. Right, this is really a parenthetical comment, but if you remember that weird thing going on, right, that they came and they asked they came and they asked the Shaila. What's the difference between the Nachri and this? And he says, Urva Parach, the bird is flying, right? He had an ADD moment. He said, oh, whatever, the bird is flying, I can't talk. He totally forgot, he ignored him.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, bad question.
What?
Bad question.
So the Chassam Sofer suggests that he wasn't just saying, oh, I'm distracted and I'm not thinking about it. He was actually saying something profound. He says like this, Urva Parach. He says, he said, why do you say O-Rave and not Yonah? Right? Why a raven? Okay.
Not a
Yonah. Right? Not a dove. He says, why? Because if you look at Psachim, he says, so Yesh Lomar. Fine. Alpi madamrin be'irven chav beis shchoros ke'orev b'miat hamotze divrei Torah b'misha machshir panav aleim ke'orev. Orev is the description in the Gemara of someone who spends a lot of time learning. Right, it's someone who blackens himself like a raven and spends so much time learning that he doesn't have time for anything else, for his family, for parnasa, whatever. Onasa achzari ke'orev albana v'ayin sham. So he says, what was the context? He said, remember the beginning of the second parak. What was happening every yontif? So if the guy was coming to ask him a shayla, so it must have been, and he said, Urva Parach, I need to go eat. What time was it? Lunchtime. He's been learning for 6 hours, and now it's time for lunch. So what does he say? He was learning half the day. He finished learning. I've been learning for 6 hours, and then as he's about to go and eat his food, the guy comes and asks him a shayla, and he says, Urva Parach Perush Kvar Parach Avrizman Urva. He said, the time that I'm dedicated to Torah, that I'm the Ore. Is gone. I want to eat. He's telling him, look, it's beyond learning time. The mitzvahs go eat. Ask me the shayla later. Right? Let's go eat. Urva parach, the chiyuv to be the orev, to be the lomid, is gone. The kaimelon gerishua, chetzi lashem, chetzi lachem. Vim came by Mesha Ramazlo, the Kaimelon Simchas Yomtov Mitzvah, Overis, whom Mimela Mukh, the Lana Misholchan Gavoa Kazachu, Vain Chulin Kufchav, Maskin Nami Kohanim, Misholchan Gavoa Kazachu. And he said, by the way, this is also explains the halacha. He says, why? Because Yontiv is Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem. Right? And yet, right, Yontiv, right, we pass on Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lazar had said that you can blur the lines. O Lachem, O Lashem.
Right.
But we, Paskin Rabbi Yeshua, you can't blur the lines. It's Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. So not A, he was telling him the Zman has passed of Urva, of being Lashem. But he was also intimating an answer because he's telling him, we, Paskin Rabbi Yeshua, that you don't have this amorphous middle state. You can't say, well, it's true that it's for God, but people are already eating it. No, we paskin chatzi lashem, chatzi lachem. You need to define at each moment, is this godly or is it human? And since a carbon is be'ikaron for God, We don't look at the component for people because we don't believe in Rabbi Elazar's ability to blur lines, right? Ah, O Lashem, O Lachem, do whatever you want. We believe you draw lines. Everything is defined O Lashem, O Lachem. And this is called Lashem. So that looks up Sofer's double-edged right sword here and what exactly Urva Parach means. On the one hand, it means it's time to eat. On the other hand, he says the fact that it's time to eat and I was learning in the morning and eating in the afternoon shows you that we have very strict definitions of Lashem and Lachem, and this is, right, Lashem. Right, okay. The Daf El Daf gives one more, quoting from, you can see this name. He says, Urva Parach, Tibetzim, what?
That's quite a name.
Yes, he's quoting blah, blah, blah. He says, Tibetzim, I can't even pronounce it, so I'm just leaving it for you. Tibetzim, Bamarmara, Urva Parach, Ramaz Lois Ateiritz, Klomar, Bishutafa, Shehudi, Vinachri, Batal, Chelik, Shanachri, Parech, Lesharsho, Shalchelik, Ayudi, Umidarman, Dovas, Ashchita, Lashem, Ma'ala, Klomar, Ligavoa, Kamoa, Ofazesha, Parech, Lamala. He said, no, Urva Parach was the answer, right? Was, in the case of Kadshim, it flies to God, right? Urva Parach is flying up like a bird, right? That even though a human being's eating it, it's as if it's not. It's as if it flew up to God, as opposed to by the Karban, right? Where it's not an Orev, right? It's not flying because it's both on the ground. It's from the Parach, right? Has two meanings. Either it means to fly or it means Perach, right? A ground. So it's either it's grounded or it's in the heaven. So he says, right, this was his subtle answer. He says, the karban is defined as urva, that we look at the part of it that's flying up to God. When it's a Jew and a guy, right, and there's no flying part, we look at not parach and fly, but pareach, that it's in the ground, it returned to shorsho, meaning to the Jew. Right, so both of Chassam Sofer and whoever this is in the Daf El Daf try to say that urva parach isn't just him saying, what is in pshat? I can't deal with this right now. It's actually a subtle way of answering the question. I don't know if they're right, but it was interesting at least to raise the possibility.